Hello and welcome to this CertCIO.com podcast on disaster recovery. I'm Christina Tarode, editorial director of CertCIO, and I'm speaking today with Carl Vogel, director of IT at Iowa Select Farms, a pork production company with more than 600 member farms. Carl joined Iowa Select in 2011 and immediately began revamping the company's IT infrastructure, including the disaster recovery strategy. Hi, Carl. Thanks for joining me.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
When you joined Iowa Select Farms, what made you realize that the business needed a disaster recovery overhaul?
Several factors led me to this conclusion. Number one was the hardware that was currently running our backup system was old and inadequate. I was happy to see they were not using tape backups for recovery anymore, and they were using a disk backup system. However, it was antiquated and needed a drastic overhaul and redundancy built in. Two, the snapshots were being taken once every night, and they often failed. And I wanted tighter timelines as far as when backups were being taken so that we wouldn't have to lose a whole day's worth of data if some recovery of major significance needed to happen. Number three, we had a mix of standalone and VMs in the environment, and the current backup solution did not serve both well. We could back up standalone servers well, however we could not. We stored a bare metal, and the VMs could do file backups to them, but it could not recover a VM in its entire state. Number four, major overhauls are going to be taking place to our environment over the next 3 years, and I needed a good backup solution that I could rely on for recovering at tighter intervals in case one of our overhauls didn't go as planned or we missed something and we had to go back. So I just needed a more reliable solution there to take place.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the other things that you were doing as part of the revamp of the IT infrastructure?
We had a big mix of standalone and VMs, and the big thing was a lot of the hardware that even the VMs were on were just old and needed to be revamped or needed to be lifted up, or they were on very old OSs, or we had databases that were on very old versions that needed to be upgraded, and those can be very tedious processes, and the one thing to always be mindful of when you make major upgrades, especially for as old as some of our systems were, is that the biggest piece is data. And we need to make sure we can always recover that data or get to that data during the upgrades in case something goes wrong. So when we're changing our hardware and changing and upgrading software types or database types, especially when you're skipping several generations to get up to the latest and greatest, that backup system or a DR recovery solution that's really working top-notch is critical in order to making those moves and also affecting the timing.
What combination of tools and best practices did you introduce to address disaster recovery?
We introduced the idea of bare metal restores to hardware, which was a huge deal. Before, you'd have a backup, and then you would, I guess our form of bare metal restore would be taking a piece of hardware, loading an OS on it, building that up, and then moving the files back over and installing back the software onto it. That is a very slow process, not always very reliable, and more than likely something will get missed. By being able to do a bare metal restore, you capture that snapshot, and you actually throw the whole snapshot back onto the hardware server. And with that, you back the same environment, the same OS that you had before, and everything else intact. So you can just pick right back up and get going, and you can recover in a couple hours rather than 2, 3, 4 days, maybe even a week, depending on what kind of failure occurred. Same with the virtual machine restore. If we could actually take a snapshot of a standalone server and create a VM out of it and push it to our VM hosts, and then you can recover extremely fast. Definitely less than a day, and maybe even less than an hour, depending on how big of a VM image that is. Also, shorter backup windows was a best practice that I wanted to introduce here, so that if someone was working on a file at 8 a.m. and they forgot to save it, and at 9 a.m. they accidentally deleted it, no big problem. We're doing backups every 5 minutes. I just go back to the latest backup just before they deleted it, and they may have lost at most 5 minutes of time. Or 10 minutes, depending on when they actually deleted it, which was a huge deal because they could have done a whole ton of work in 45 minutes, and now they don't lose any time or any data. And that was a big concept that has proved to be very, very effective here, especially with as many spreadsheets and email and everything else we go through. Exchange mailbox restore and specific email message restore was another tool that we introduced here. So people get tons and tons of emails every day. We need to be able to, sometimes the emails can get deleted, and if that happens, we want to be able to recover that email. But sometimes you can have a piece of email that comes in at 10 o'clock. You accidentally delete it 10 minutes later. Well, if I'm doing 5-minute backups, I can actually restore that specific email because I had one snapshot in there that actually captured that email. And also, we're able to restore the mailboxes on the fly. So if someone, for some reason, has a corrupted mailbox or something else went awry, we can actually, as we're restoring the mailbox, the users are still connected to the Exchange server. They have no idea that their mailbox has been restored, and they're starting to see mail served up to them with that connection in state, and they don't realize that they're actually getting a restore done, or they don't see a problem, but we're actually restoring it on the back end. Another huge tool that we're doing now is offsite backups and replication. We have a data center that's 75 miles away, so we're doing backups here and replicating to those to that data center, and vice versa. We have servers down there. We're doing backups and replicating those back up to here. So it gives us great redundancy. Virtual machine and standalone Exchange, SQL, and workstation backups all in one solution, which is another big key factor that we're introducing. So it doesn't matter what we have here as far as our infrastructure is concerned. Our new disaster recovery solution takes care of all the different types of platforms we deal with, and we have multiple ways of restoring them and recovering data.
You own your own data center. Is that why you didn't go with a cloud DR approach?
We did consider a cloud approach, but because we did have our own data center that was geographically extremely separate from our corporate offices and any other entity, I didn't see the need to go that far. And the disaster recovery solution that we chose allowed for great flexibility there. So essentially it is in a cloud, but it's in our own private cloud at the data center. I just didn't see the need to go any further than that, especially when we want our own data under our security as much as possible and as readily available as much as possible. And by having it in our own cloud, that allowed for a massive amount of flexibility and allowed us to control that environment and made it very readily available to us.
How would you say that the new DR strategy created business value for your company and for your members?
I would say the biggest thing that users see is that it has created a rapid recovery of files, email, databases, standalone servers, VMs. That recovery could have taken 24 hours or older, and before, we were definitely going to lose zero-day data, meaning data that happened that day. If we had a massive problem, we would definitely lose it because our closest backup was the night before. Now, we don't lose that data anymore. We now can grab that data up to the five-minute mark, and users are not out. They haven't lost 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of work. That is a huge business value. People sometimes get paid by the hour or just labor hours to recreate data in itself is a massive value and efficiency. Also, we've been able to take advantage of the VM restore and take, for instance, a standalone server on bad hardware and create VMs out of it and restore it to a host that has a better hardware, better performance. So if we have a server, for instance, that's just underperforming and it's all of a sudden gotten bad, maybe it dropped a processor or lost some RAM, and there's no quick, easy fix other than to order new parts and bring it in and then have a down situation. Well, while that server is still kind of limping along, I can create a VM out of it, throw it up on one of our hosts, turn off the standalone server, and the users go to that machine without knowing anything different, but all of a sudden they're getting better performance and better interaction with it. Once again, high flexibility and rapid recovery was a major part there. And then also data integrity. We have great backup and great replication. So we have two good sets of backup data, and it's readily available. And so it allows us to have great data integrity. So if something bad does happen, we can easily get to it. It's highly recoverable, and it's going to work.
You centralized access to applications as part of your access to all philosophy for member farms. Did the new DR processes play a role in this philosophy or this approach?
That does. We are creating an environment for web applications that every single entity in our entire system will have access to. And with that kind of level access to a particular type of service or web application, it's very, very important that that system stays up all the time. So a DR does play a role in it because of the rapid recovery. There's other pieces in there that are outside of DR. But as far as just being able to recover fast, very fast, for a system that's so highly used by the entire company is definitely a major role in that type of system.
Thank you, Carl, for your time today.
Thank you very much.
This has been Christina Tarode, Editorial Director of CertCIO, with Carl Vogel, Director of IT at Iowa Select Farms.